It's that time on the radio here in Spain where we listen to Bill Blevins and Blevins Franks. Hi there, Bill.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. Great. Now, listen, the Spanish Supreme Court has passed an interesting ruling which regards succession tax being discriminatory for people who are not resident in the EU or the EEA. Now, this could be good news for UK nationals with Brexit on the way. So can you give me some background on this, Bill, and look at the court case and who now is liable to pay Spanish succession and gift tax?
Yeah, well, how it's an interesting concept, this. We discussed this some time ago. Over the last few years, this has been bouncing around, and it now seems to have come to, if not a conclusion, close to it. Spanish succession and gift tax, or anything ending in the word tax, is obviously unpopular. But in effect, thousands of people actually renounce their inheritance each year, generally speaking, because of prohibitive tax bills. Now, over a number of years now, reforms have been made by many, if not most, of the regional governments. That has significantly reduced the tax liability for spouses, for direct descendants and ascendants, children and parents. But that Spanish Supreme Court ruling, it has given some reassurance, if you like, for non-EU and non-EEA, European Economic Area residents. There is a strong chance that these regional rules will now continue to apply to UK residents after Brexit, even if the UK ends up outside of the European Economic Area, which is interesting. Now, when you ask who is liable to pay it, there's a huge raft of people. If you live in Spain, then the chances are that your heirs or perhaps even yourself will get hit by Spanish succession or gift tax at some point in time. A lot of British nationals who remain in the UK inheritance tax net simply because they're domiciles of the UK, and we need just to remind listeners perhaps that you become liable to Spanish succession and gift tax if you're a resident of Spain. But in the United Kingdom, you also got a strange definition of UK domicile, which is very sticky. It's difficult to unlock yourself from your UK domicile. So I would say the majority of UK nationals who live in Spain retain their UK domicile for a very long period of time, if not for the whole of their life, whilst at the same time being a Spanish resident. And in that sense, you can be liable to Spanish succession tax and UK inheritance tax on the same assets. The double tax treaty in these circumstances doesn't cover inheritance and succession tax, and there is therefore a complex and lengthy calculation to be made as to where and how much tax you'll be paying. There are huge differences between how Spanish and UK taxes are applied, and I think for most people who arrive in Spain, not that this should be top of your agenda if you're thinking of living in Spain, but for most people who arrive in Spain from the UK, these differences come as something of a surprise. I mean, Spanish succession and gift tax becomes due when assets are being inherited or gifted, and those assets are located in Spain, even if the recipient lives abroad. So if you live in Spain, you make a gift to someone in the UK, and you're a UK national resident of Spain, there'll be tax to pay if you don't have reliefs. And if the recipient of a gift or an inheritance is resident in Spain, even if the assets came from outside of Spain. So if you're living in Spain and you receive an inheritance from someone outside of Spain, your parents may make a gift to you or an inheritance, then you would have to make a report for Spanish succession tax. The difficulty for most people is that succession and gift tax is governed by two separate regimes, the state regime and the regime applied within the regional autonomous community in which you reside. Each community has the right to amend the state rules, and some have made it an attractive rate of tax by relieving 99% of assets transferred at death, whereas others have not applied such generous rules. So whether the state or regional autonomous community rules apply depends on where the beneficiary and the donor are resident and where the assets inherited or gifted are located. So there's quite a lot of conditions that apply to transfers and gifts made in Spain, and a distinct two differences, if you like, that between the UK and Spain is that in the UK, under inheritance tax is paid by the donor, the person making the gift. Seems rather unfair that you make a gift and you're also liable for the tax on the gift you've made, whereas in Spain tax is actually paid more sensibly, if you like, by the recipient rather than by the estate. Yeah. And finally, and perhaps most surprisingly to British nationals living in Spain is that the exemption on inheritance tax transfers between spouses, which applies in the UK, does not apply if you're resident of Spain. If you live in Spain under Spanish succession tax, spouses are not exempt from Spanish succession tax.
Well, as you say, Bill, it's more complicated with both state and regional rules, and sometimes you have to know which one's applying. And are there significant differences between them according to the regions?
Yeah, I mean, if you live or you've got assets in Spain, then your succession tax liability, as you say, will depend on whether you, when you receive an inheritance or a gift, and your beneficiaries, when they receive assets from you, are eligible for the more beneficial regional rules. And if they aren't, as I said to you earlier, it's a fairly complex calculation. You've got to look at where the beneficiary and the donor are resident and where the assets inherited or gifted are located. And in those circumstances, if you don't fall under the regional rules for whatever reason, then the tax is calculated under the state rules, where the highest reduction is just under €16,000, whereas in contrast, some of the regions, as opposed to the state, or, as I said earlier, offer a 99% succession tax relief and even more substantial exemptions for spouses and descendants. So it's important to determine if you fall to be a beneficiary under the regional rules, because they are almost always much more beneficial than defaulting to the state rules. I mean, the state rules are punitive, and the regional rules have made this tax more attractive, in my view. They've reduced it in many cases where you get a 99% succession tax relief. What's the point? It must cost more than 1% to collect that tax, but it does at least track the assets so they know where they are. And more importantly, if you are looking to attract retirement individuals into your regional autonomous community, a 99% relief from succession tax must be an attractive proposition.
Yeah. Well, some years ago, Bill, we discussed how the European Commission took Spain to court over its discriminatory succession tax rules for non-residents. Mm. Now, can you remind us what happened and what the outcome was?
Well, in the past, you had to be habitually resident in an autonomous community to benefit from those regional rules, as I've said. Now, about six or seven years ago, nearly, the European Commission referred Spain, as a nation, member nation of the European Union, to the European Court of Justice for discriminatory rules on succession and gift taxes that required non-residents to pay higher taxes than residents. Now, that principle, of course, goes against the EU's fundamental principle of the free movement of people and capital. Now, it took about 3 years, back in, I think, 2014, the European Court of Justice decided and ruled that Spain was acting illegally by allowing this different and discriminatory tax treatment to apply. In January in 2015, new rules came into force so that beneficiaries living outside of a Spanish autonomous community can now benefit from the local rules and allowances, but only where they live in the EU or the European Economic Area. Now, that is despite the fact that the European Union's treaties free movement principle also includes third parties and not only EU and EEA countries. Now, as you say, recently the Spanish Supreme Court has published what I think is could reasonably described as a landmark judgment, concluding that the terms of the 2014 ruling, which required them to extend the equivalence of treatment across the board, has to be extended to all non-resident beneficiaries, regardless of whether they live in the EU or the EEA. It is unfortunate that this has been
taken so long,
molding around in the ether for 7 years, because a lot of individuals who otherwise would have benefited from this have now got to look at and unravel perhaps the circumstances they're in, and chasing refunds of taxation that might otherwise not have been paid is going to be a difficult proposition. But you know, I sometimes things within the law, especially concerning taxation and especially concerning the EU and taxation, take time.
Yeah. And of course, that ruling from the Supreme Court was in February this year.
It was.
Moving on, Bill, so have Spanish succession tax rules changed now?
The Spanish succession, the rules themselves haven't changed. That ruling, funnily enough, isn't currently binding for the Spanish tax administration. So at the moment, the regional beneficial rules still do not apply to non-EU and EEA residents. However, this judgment does give non-EU and EEA residents a strong argument as to why they should be able to apply regional tax rules and rates when they receive their inheritance or a gift. It's possible. The Spanish, understandably trying to collect taxation to, benefit their economy, have been dragging their feet. But it is possible that Spain will change its legislation in the future to extend what are these regional benefits to non-EU and non-EEA residents. It does seem ridiculous that, because you're a resident of the EU or the EEA and you live in Spain, you get a better level of tax treatment than someone who isn't a national of the EU or the EEA. But as I've said to you, this ruling does open the door for non-EEA resident taxpayers to claim back refunds for any succession or gifts tax that was paid under these discriminatory rules over the last 4 years. Because whilst the failing and the case was brought to the attention of the European Court of Justice in 2011, I'm afraid you can only go back 4 years under the statute of limitations period that applies in Spain. Now, you wonder why they drag their feet. Well, maybe that's cynically, part of the reason.
Yeah. So finally, Bill, do you think this is good news for UK nationals?
I think it is very good news. I mean, I know there's lots of doubts and uncertainties about the pathway through Brexit, and it does make all of us who don't live in the UK anxious. Of course it does. This is good news and particularly relevant for UK nationals. I mean, as things stand at the moment, if the UK ends up outside of both the EU and indeed the EEA following Brexit, then anyone living in Spain and receiving an inheritance from the UK, or any UK resident who receives an inheritance or gift from Spain, would not be able to apply the beneficial regional rules. Now, this could result in significantly larger tax bills. So, as I said, if and it is a big if, Spain changes its legislation to cover non-EU and EEA residents to give them the same benefits as residents of the EU and EEA, then the local rules will apply to them too, regardless of the final Brexit terms. So even if the rules don't change, they may still be able to use this Supreme Court judgment to claim the application of the regional or the more beneficial regional rules in certain cases. But, look, even I'm finding this discussion between us challenging. So if you are a layman and you are uncertain about your potential liability to succession in Spain or inheritance taxes in the UK, there is no question that cross-border estate planning is complex at the best of times, and this judgment hasn't made it any more clear, in my view. Brexit is just an additional complication and concern on top of all of that. I know that I would say this, wouldn't I, but you really should, if you have a reasonable estate, you really do need to sit down and discuss specialist personalised estate planning advice, which will enable you to at least know where you stand in this equation and to set out an effective estate planning arrangement, so that not only do you get peace of mind and it's important to do it while you're in good health and you're mentally capable, but then you can be sure that what you want to achieve with your hard-earned money, you can be sure that the right money will go to the right people at the right time, with possibly little, if any, tax at all. So it really worth sitting down and taking advice, given all of these things.
Circumstances. So how can people get in touch with Blevins Franks?
Yeah, I think the best way is to take a look at the website, www.blevinsfranks.com, and you'll find a list of the regional offices and indeed a list of most of the senior and other partners within the business who are all qualified and regulated advisors. And you'll see on that website that we've been doing this sort of thing for about 40 years. So you should contact your local office and perhaps make arrangements just to sit down and have a reasonably friendly, objective discussion about whether or not you could do anything to improve the inheritance and gifts regime under which you and your beneficiaries are existing.
Excellent, Bill. We'll talk again at the same time next week.
Thanks a lot, Howard. Have a good week.